Fighting erupted early Wednesday in the mountains outside the city of Jalalabad in Nangarhar province. U.S. military spokesman Major Chris Belcher says Allied forces returned fire from local insurgents.
Credible intelligence led the forces to the compound suspected of housing local Taliban fighters. As the combined force approached the compound, it took fire and quickly responded, returning fire.
He says six men were killed with four militants detained for questioning. In a separate operation, Afghan and coalition forces in the neighboring Host province arrested three suspected al-Qaeda militants during a raid Tuesday morning. Both provinces share a border with Pakistan's remote tribal region, where U.S. and Afghan officials say pro-Taliban and al-Qaeda militants have established strategic bases. U.S.-led coalition forces have carried out a series of raids on suspected Taliban targets on the Afghan side of the border in recent weeks, trying to preempt a much-anticipated Taliban offensive. The operations appear to be working, and so far there has been a limited increase in militant activity in the region. Elsewhere, however, there is growing evidence that anti-government militants are on the move. Afghan officials say there has already been a rise in the number of indirect attacks on foreign and Afghan forces this year. A bomb in the southern province of Uruzgan killed at least four policemen Wednesday morning. A similar bomb killed another two private security guards a day earlier in nearby Helmand province, deep inside the Taliban's traditional stronghold. Violence is also increasing in the previously stable northern provinces, where the Taliban has historically been relatively weak. There have been at least three suicide bomb attacks in the north in the past 2 weeks. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for all of them. Speaking to reporters in Kabul Wednesday, NATO spokeswoman Lieutenant Colonel Angela Billings said more than 500 forces are taking part in a major counterinsurgency operation in the southern province of Kandahar.
ISAF and Afghan National Security Forces continue to prosecute our mission, continue to provide for security, despite whatever the Taliban extremists may have planned themselves.
Afghan soldiers, along with the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force, known as ISAF, launched the fresh actions earlier this week. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.